You've heard me talk about Bill as the loyalty program that lets you earn points on rent wherever you live. And they just leveled up even more. As of 2026, homeowners can also earn up to 1.25x points on their mortgage payments. This is thanks to Bilt's three new credit cards, the Palladium card, Obsidian card, and Blue card. All three turn your housing payments, rent or mortgage, into flexible rewards, so you can choose the card that fits your lifestyle without missing out on points and exclusive benefits. Bilt points can be redeemed at top airlines and hotels, Amazon.com purchases, future rent payments, and even more. Bilt points have also been ranked by top publications as the industry's most valuable points currency. Your housing payment is already your biggest expense. Make it your most rewarding. Find the card that fits your lifestyle and apply today at joinbilt.com/journey. That is joinbilt.com/journey. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you. Terms and limitations apply. Subject to approval and eligibility, Bilt cards are issued by Column NA, member FDIC, pursuant to license for MasterCard International Incorporated.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of the Quick Hits. For those who are new to the show, this is typically our more up-to-date news in the world of points and miles and travel. However, because we are in week three of our one-month-long honeymoon, these quick hits over this period have been more updates on what's happening with our honeymoon, our adventures, our trip, and less of a points and miles and travel news. For right now, we'll get back to the usual quick hits updates in a couple more weeks. Things have been pretty exciting as far as our honeymoon travels go. I'll get to that in just a minute. I did see one of the more major updates, or I should say rumors right now, are the Bilt cards and the new cards that are coming out. Looks like there's all sorts of different levels of cards, from a Blue card, Palladium card, Neighborhood card, a bunch of different other ones. That would be typically something I'd probably talk more about on a Quick Hits, but all the benefits and features for right now are just rumored. They're not officially announced yet. And again, because I'm on my honeymoon, I'm not pulling through, taking too much time to dig deep into the world of points and miles news. I know these will be coming out just at the very tail end of our honeymoon, and so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of information that's already released by the time we get back to our regular scheduled programming. But with that being said, within our WhatsApp community chat, there's already been some great discussion about that. So again, if you haven't joined our WhatsApp chat, I definitely encourage you to do so. As I record this, from our boutique hotel. It's called The Spire. That's in Queenstown. We'll definitely be talking about this hotel specifically. Now, our overview of our honeymoon is actually going to be a four-parter. It was going to be a three-parter, where we talk first about Hong Kong and part of Fiji, another episode about Fiji, and then final one about New Zealand. But we're going to make it a four-parter because the four-parter is going to be all the things that went wrong on our trip so far, including a 13-hour delay, not getting our baggage for over a day when going from Fiji to Auckland or New Zealand. And also how we booked a point stay here in Queenstown. We walked right into the hotel, got into our room, and then immediately decided to book where we are right now, the Spire. Really interesting stuff that you're not going to want to miss, but I'm not going to get to it here on the Quick Hits. Our honeymoon overall has been fantastic. I know we're going to have an episode about all the things that didn't go right, because when you're traveling for a month, you can't expect perfection, and we love to be as transparent as possible. But I will say, since our last Quick Hits that we recorded, New Zealand has been utterly, utterly, utterly incredible. We did have some some baggage that basically couldn't fit on our plane from the Fiji location that we were at, Namale, the number one resort in Fiji, going back to the capital for our international flight. If you saw any of our stories, you saw this was a very, very, very small plane. And it was so small that with it being full of people, they literally couldn't load a single bag on. And that included personal carry-on rolling bag. So everyone could only have their personal item with them, you know, your backpack or one item. So if you didn't have a backpack, then you could bring your roller bag, but most people just had a backpack or whatever they had in their pockets or whatever it may be. Because there was no overhead bin space, means very, very small plane. So that's why it was kind of annoying, because not only did we not have our baggage, but we also didn't have our carry-on or our carry-on size rolling bags with us either. So that made for things to get a little bit stressful when we got to New Zealand. That being said, the Park Hyatt in Auckland is A, in a beautiful, beautiful location, and B, really, really great service, really nice hotel, lots of food options that were incredible. Service was great. Concierge was fantastic for a number of reasons. The manager on duty came out to greet us. I guess he had knew roughly the time that we should be checking in. So he came out and was there waiting to greet us, personally walked us into our room, showed us our suite. So I had a great time in Auckland. That was more of a reset stop, ran some errands. I got a haircut, visited a chiropractor, did a few things there before flying down to Queenstown, where I'm recording this quick hits right now. I will say everyone has told us Queenstown is probably the best part of New Zealand. We see why. It is absolutely incredible. We've done some really cool and unique things here, from taking a flight into Milford Sound instead of taking a 5-hour bus ride, which again, all this we'll talk about on our episode when we get to it. But we took a roughly 35-45 minute flight over the mountains and landed directly next to Milford Sound, and then boarded one of the tour boats there. And Milford Sound, if you've never seen it or heard of it, it is, I don't know the best way to say it, but it is life-changingly beautiful. It is so incredible and is almost unreal the way that it looks. And one of the most unique places I think I've seen on Earth so far. Really, really striking geographical features and a really incredible place to go. Outside of that, Queenstown has just been really, really fun to walk around. Surprised how lively it is. I mean, it feels like a ski town at the peak of winter. So a Breckenridge or a Park City for anyone that's ever been. However, the weather is typically in the 60s to 70s as a high, lows in the 50s-ish, and the highs hit around 4 p.m., and the sun doesn't set till like 10 p.m. right now, which is kind of crazy as well. But overall, it was a fantastic, or it's been a fantastic honeymoon. The next leg of this, so as you're listening to this, depending on when you're listening to it, we should be in our RV wrapping up the very last week of our honeymoon. This is where we're going to be flying from Queenstown to Christchurch, where we're going to pick up a luxury RV. And we're going to be driving that for about a week back up to Auckland. One of the highlights of that is going to be stopping by Hobbiton, which is the Shire, essentially, for those Lord of the Rings fan. Actually, just a couple hours ago, we just wrapped up a Lord of the Rings kind of walking slash driving tour where we went down the lake here to a town called Glenarchy and stopped at a bunch of different scenic places where we could actually see some of the famous locations where they shot some famous scenes in Lord of the Rings. So a little bit of a nerd visit for us. But fun fact is that Taryn and I talked about visiting New Zealand on our very, very, very first date. And so that's why I wanted to make it happen while we were here. So a lot of things that we've covered on this honeymoon so far. I do hope each and every one of you have had a fantastic week, have a fantastic weekend. And as always, appreciate all of you who listen to our show. I know we've been resharing some podcasts that I've been on over the last couple of weeks, and we definitely have new material lined up for you all for when we get back for our honeymoon. And of course, we're going to share some of the incredible points decisions we made, points booking, locations, flights, business class opportunities, all those different things. We are flying business class, long haul. American Airlines that we booked direct using Qantas points, which was a transfer, but flying business class, about a 14-hour flight from Auckland to Dallas to wrap up our trip as well. So we'll be sharing all those details with you. Hope each and every one of you have a great weekend, great week. And as always, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Travel has changed a lot since my father wrote Europe on $5 a day, but our mission hasn't. I'm Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, I share practical advice, meaningful stories, and conversations with some of the most trusted names in the industry. If you're looking for ways to travel smarter and bring the world closer, I've got you covered. New episodes weekly at voyescape.com.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.